The United Way of Northeast Arkansas is hosting the 20th annual Day of Caring in Jonesboro on Friday. This is an event that starts the annual fundraising campaign for United Way of Northeast Arkansas, as well as provides a day for the community to help other nonprofit organizations with various projects. Executive Assistant with United Way of Northeast Arkansas, Paula Robertson.
Well, we serve nonprofits in the community, in an 8-county community. We also support many initiatives through our office, like Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which is free books for children from 0 to 5 to help prepare them for kindergarten. Our main focus, really, though, is education, income, and health. We promote that in our community because we believe those are the building blocks of a good life. You can't have a good job without a good education. You can't have good health without a good job if you can't get insurance. So anyway, that's our focus, and we promote that in the community through other nonprofits as well as other initiatives here at the office.
She says 300 volunteers and 48 teams will work on over 40 projects during the annual Day of Caring in Jonesboro. The event starts with a breakfast Friday morning at St. Bernard's Auditorium. Work takes place throughout the day, as some teams will work in the morning, others will work after lunch, and there are some teams that work all day on projects. Robertson gives examples of some of the projects that will be worked on.
Everything from painting at City Youth to filing at CRDC. One of my favorite projects is this year for Home for Life, which was formerly Spirit Ridge. The City Water and Light team is going to be building a ramp that will help a child get up to the back of a horse if they're in a wheelchair.
Robertson says at least 20 nonprofit organizations are receiving funding in this cycle. Organizations like the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas, the Salvation Army, the Foundation of Arts, and more. Every 2 years, a new funding cycle opens up, and organizations who want to receive funding go through a rigorous application process. And a board of volunteers for United Way of Northeast Arkansas debates how much each organization will receive. Robertson explains.
The first committee that looks at the applications is an audit committee. We want to make sure that the people that we're funding are financially stable and that they are financially accountable. Then it goes from there. If they pass that rigorous standard, then it goes on to another committee called the Regional Impact Committee. And this is an awesome group of volunteers who get together, take all those applications, look them over, make sure they fit our education, income, and health standard, and then sometimes even go and visit the sites, interview the people who've put the applications in. And then the decisions are made. They lock themselves in a room for a whole day with all the applications and debate, because the funding, sadly, our income has not raised in probably at least 15 years. So it's, as you can imagine, hard. For every dollar that we raise, we're asked for two. So that would be this very difficult decisions that are made in that room that day.
Robertson says the fundraising helps provide more money for organizations. However, there are always debates on how much money organizations will receive.
Sometimes someone will come to us with a request for $50,000 to run a program, but because of the amount that we have to give out, we might only, to make sure that we cover everything, we might only be able to give them 40.
Right.
So I wouldn't want to be in that room. And actually, the staff, thankfully, we do not have a part in that process other than facilitating the committee, facilitating the application process. It's all volunteer run.
And that's Paula Robertson talking about the United Way of Northeast Arkansas. More information on the Day of Caring in United Way can be found at uwnea.org.